Blackstone Audio presents Gears of Revolution by J. Scott Savage. This book is read by Kirby Hayborn. When I was growing up, librarians were my superheroes. This is for the wonderful women and men of books who change the world every day. It does not do to leave a dragon out of your calculations if you live near him. The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. Chapter 1. Trenton lifted the side flap of his leather flight helmet, and a blast of mountain air instantly made his exposed ear go numb. He bent his head over the side of Layden, the flying mechanical dragon he and Callista had built, trying to locate the source of the sound he was almost sure he'd heard a moment earlier. Callista, seated in front of him, scanned the air behind them, her eyes wide and shoulders hunched. "It's not a dragon," Trenton said, anticipating her worry. During their first week outside the mountain, they'd spotted two or three of the monsters every day. Fortunately, all of the sightings had been from a distance, and they'd been able to dive into the cover of trees before they were spotted. Since then, they'd discovered the creatures were most active from noon to evening. By only flying at night and in the mornings, they were able to avoid them for the most part. Still, the sun had been up for several hours, and it was probably time to find a safe place to hide until nightfall. Callista's shoulders relaxed, even as her eyes narrowed in the skeptical expression Trenton had grown all too used to.